One important biblical truth about the Christian life, and especially about the Christian ministry, is that people come, they stay for a while, they might even stay for a season, then the Lord leads them elsewhere. I suppose it's a mirror of life in general, where most relationships are seasonal, not perpetual. Jesus alludes to this reality, particularly of the Christian life, in his familiar encounter with the Pharisee Nicodemus. It's recorded for us in John chapter 3, just a few verses before that most familiar, most memorized verse in the Bible, which is, of course, John 3:16. But in verse 8 of John 3, John records Jesus as having said to Nicodemus in that encounter, quoting now, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Speaking of the Spirit's work, later today, the Saskatoon Evangelical Free Church in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, will assemble an especially called meeting of the members to vote on whether they will invite Pastor Chris Wettstein to serve as their next lead pastor. Now, I'm sure there are many, hopefully all of us, who'd agree with me that we don't want to see Chris, Nancy, and their family to go anywhere. We've come to love them, and they have certainly served well among us over these last few years here at Bethesda Church. When the Lord Jesus entrusted us with Chris, Nancy, and their kids, they needed a safe place and safe people in which to heal from a bit of the friendly fire of ministry that we talked about last week. I think we've provided that. Our work is done, and now they are ready to go. I've been privileged to be on the inside of Chris's process these last several months, and I can say that this is the good, right, and true thing. In fact, I believe it would be wrong for them to stay. As I've talked to Chris and Nancy, and as I've had opportunity to speak with representative leaders of the Saskatoon Church, and as we prayed and talked through it as elders, I became convinced a while ago that the Lord Jesus' next assignment for Chris, Nancy, and their still growing family would be in Saskatoon with these people, even as he prepared them for each other. 3 weekends ago, Chris traveled to Saskatoon to meet with as many of the leaders and congregants of the Saskatoon Evangelical Free Church as he could. He preached on Sunday, September 15th, and it appeared to have been a very positive experience for them all. Hence the vote later today, which is expected to be overwhelmingly positive. We wanted to let you know this development as soon as it became prudent to do so. Having met as elders last Tuesday, we agreed together that it was time to let you in on these happenings. We should always want the Lord's best for each other, perhaps especially when that means we're nearing the close of a season of life and ministry together. Even when, I might add, that means I'm losing not only my associate pastor, but also my administrative coordinator. I might be able to do without an associate pastor for a while, though I don't want to. I cannot do without an administrative coordinator for very long, and preferably not at all. So please pray for me, and also pray for our leadership team as we begin to make plans, even talk to people about meeting these two immediate needs as quickly as possible. But for now, let's just pray for Chris, Nancy, and their kids, also for the Saskatoon Evangelical Free Church, that the Lord himself will provide for their every need, even as they prepare to enter into new relationships and gospel partnerships to advance God's kingdom and exalt Jesus Christ there. Let's pray together. Lord, we have been so blessed to have Chris, Nancy, Ben, and Maya to be with us here for these years now, I guess just over four. We thank you for the good cheer that they have brought and the joyful way in which they have offered their gifts of service and represented you and your people well while they have been here at Bethesda. We pray, Lord, that you would prepare the people at Saskatoon Evangelical Free Church for their arrival. Whenever that happens, the details still to be worked out. And help us to help them, Chris and Nancy and their kids, to prepare to go whenever that happens over the next month or two or perhaps even three on the outside. We are so thankful for the way that you continue to meet our every need. It's not always as we expect, but it's always sufficient. And so, Lord, we also pray that you would continue to work through Bethesda Church and continue to provide, as you have done over the last while, very specifically, very sufficiently, and in a very timely manner. We thank you for the relationships that we have had, many people here at Bethesda with Chris and Nancy, and we pray that you would give them good relationships in Saskatoon. Thank you for the opportunity that we've had to walk with them in this season of their journey. In Jesus' name, amen.